Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskaden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our Supernatural Friday podcast, our favorite one of the week, where we find supernatural stories to encourage you and to believe yourself that you too can walk in this. Today, we have a testimony from Bobby Connor of somebody who was recreated in Christ and then somebody else who was raised from the dead. All right, let's hear this testimony. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu. Well, you made it. It's Friday. Shabbat Shalom, our favorite podcast of the week. I say that. I like them all, but I love this one because we tell these supernatural stories. It's Friday, 24th day of March, 2023. We're marching forward to Zion. How about that? To that mountain of the Lord to spend time with Him. Well, we have a great testimony today. I hope you've enjoyed the teachings this week about the darkness, how God wants us to rise up in light, put our hope and strength in Him. But today, this is a great proof of that, our great opportunity to have proof of that, is that we believe in God's healing power, restoration power, resurrection power. This can go for the natural, but it can also go for the things of the Spirit we're believing for in our countries, our nations, our families. And Bobby Connor shares this testimony. We love Bobby. We've known him for many years. He used to come minister for us quite a bit. But he shares this wonderful testimony, a creative miracle and a resurrection miracle. But listen to Bobby, because when he shares this testimony, it just ignites your faith to believe God can do anything. And we have to believe that with God, all things are possible to him that believes. We believe, right, guys? We believe it. So listen to this testimony, and then we're going to pray for you that you can walk in this same anointing. All right, let's listen to this.
Hello, this is Bobby Connor from Eagles View Ministry. Thank you for tuning in. I believe we have something very exciting for you that stimulates you and stirs you to really realize that God is moving. He's moving, He's shaking, He's doing wonderful things, and He can do anything. Genesis 18:14 says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Job 42 verse 2 says, God, I know you can do anything. Anything you set your heart and your hands to do cannot be stopped. I tell people that God is author and finisher, not author and oops. A lot of times people start projects and they have to give up on them because they're too big, but God doesn't do that. He finished it before He ever started it. It says this. It says, there's a time and a season and a purpose for every activity of God under heaven. So I want to talk to you about one of those activities of God. It concerns a miracle I saw happen that stunned me. It stuns me even now talking about it. My wife and I were off in a ministry at a church down in Texas, and we were doing ministry, and all of a sudden, I scream out, God's power is here to heal. And I really meant it with all my heart. And so some people were coming forward, and then I caught a glimpse of something out of my eye, and I looked down like this. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what I saw did not even look like a human being. I don't know if I can describe it where you can get a mental concept of it. It looked like somebody had, it looked like what people draw like an alien. Listen, this didn't even look like a human being. It's a little boy, has no forehead. It just slits back like this. His eyes were not in sockets. They were hanging down on his face like this. And he was real short. His hands drug the ground like this and just pitiful. His facial features would look just like an alien. Big head up here, down to a little. And so I am stunned. And I said to the little boy there, I said, do you believe God can heal you? And oh man, I'll never forget it. He rolled those eyes up, rolled them up like this, and looked at me and said, I'm down here, ain't I? And the Lord said, Bobby, you'll never get a better reply than that in your whole life. I'm down here, Anna. And I took my hand, this hand right here, and I put it on his head. His head was very deformed. Put my hand on his head, and the little kid falls out on the floor there. Remember now, his arms drag the ground. He's just a little dwarf. His facial features are all distorted, eyeballs hanging out like a iguana lizard. And there he is, and I'm watching him. And His head starts growing out like this. It starts taking shape, and it grew to such a dimension, it created eye sockets, and his eyes pop into the sockets. And there he is, and then his head quit moving, and he's awake. I get him up, and he said, I feel real good. That's what he said, I feel real good. I was breathtaking. I was stunned. And anyway, I said to the Lord, Lord, why did you continue growing out his head? He said, I'm waiting for his brain to take its shape to fit the cranium. But anyway, maybe 2 months after that event there, my wife and I are back in the same church. And here comes what looked like a teenager, big enough to play football. And he runs and grabs me, and he's just swinging on me like this. And he said, you remember me? And I looked at him, I said, yes, I do. And he had grown to be normal. All of the deformity was gone, and he's perfect, absolutely perfect young man. That's what I'm telling you, God can do anything. We watched him raise the dead. People say, well, I want to see something supernatural. This was supernatural. I preach at a nursing home, and you ought to try that out for yourself. Sometimes you don't have to preach like Billy Graham did. Just go to the nursing home, sit down by one of those dear old saints, stroke their head, read them a Bible verse, pray over them, get involved. So I was preaching in this nursing home. I get there, the morgue vehicle is there at the front door, and I get there and the nurses are all there, and they said, Miss Ada's died. The family's back there. The morgue's here to get her body. Would you go say a prayer? And I said, yes, I will. Now, her son was 72 years old. He never liked me. But anyway, I get back there, and there's the corpse laying over there in bed, covered up with a sheet, just a little hump in the sheet. And she was precious, honestly, absolutely precious. And there's all of her grandchildren. There's all the family. And they're all crying and weeping because she's a dear little thing, and she's gone. So I go over there to pray. And I go over there, and I tell you, I did not expect what's about to happen. It shocked me as much as anybody in that room. There she is, and I don't want to pray over a hump in a sheet, so I thought, I'll uncover her. So I leaned down, and I picked up the cover, the sheet, and pulled it back. I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I should have left her covered. She was purple and been dead for quite a while, and her mouth was open and stuff had run down the side of her mouth. And I thought, ooh, I should have left her covered, but I didn't want to cover her back up in front of the family, so I just left her uncovered there. Now watch this. I'm just going to lean over her and make a simple prayer. So I do. I lean over her like this, and I said, Dear Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for the life of Miss Ada. When I mix those words, life of Miss Ada, she resurrected out of the dead, jumped up, grabbed me by the face, jerked my face down to her, and started prophesying to me. I'll tell you, when she turned me loose, everyone in that room was screaming, me too. I'm telling you, see, when I mixed her name and the word life, I thank you for the life of Miss Ada. I was talking about the life that she had previously lived, but God gave her new life. She lived for months after that. I was afraid of her. Man, she'd been... Can you understand God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? He changes not forever. Oh God, thy word is settled in heaven. The grass withers, the flower fades. God raised the dead then. He raises the dead now. And I'm telling you, he can do anything from that little terrible afflicted baby boy to this dear old saint resurrected. She would talk about it. She'd talk about her heavenly experience. And I'm telling you, once they've been there, they're never back home here hardly. They want to get back to their heavenly home. Have you ever thought about this? None of us get out of this alive. It's appointed to men once to die, after this the judgment. And what do we need to do? And I'm like, let me ask you a pointed question. When you get to where you're going, where are you going to be? See, the only two destinations, heaven or hell, and you get to choose. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Give your heart to Christ. Here's what it says. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If this was not so, I would tell you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you, that where I am, there you may be also." Heaven is a prepared people, a place for a prepared people. So if you're not saved, open your heart to Christ, invite Him in, ask Him to forgive you, wash you in His blood, and save you, and He'll record your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, boy, isn't that something? Did you know there's another verse that says He'll record your name in a book? It's Malachi 3:16. It says, get a lot of your friends together, sit down, talk about how much you love Jesus. God will take notice of it and write your name in this book, Malachi 3:16. Okay, so this is Bobby Connor, Eagles View Ministry, and I want to tell you what, enjoy Jesus. In His presence is what? Fullness of joy, and His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Why do we need joy? Because the joy of the Lord is our what? Strength. And God wants us to be strong. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, the words of this law, Bible, shall not depart from your eyes. You shall meditate upon them day and night. It'll guarantee you overwhelming success. But Joshua 1 9 says, be bold, be brave, be very courageous. Go do what you're called to do, because you're not going by yourself. So He'll never leave us, never forsake us. And He'd never give us a task without a touch, an assignment without an anointing. So I would receive Psalms 92:10. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. That fresh oil is going to release my strength like that of a wild ox. God bless you, and God bless your family.
I love that testimony. I love the part there. I'm up here, ain't I? Ain't a word we use in America a lot. And the kid had faith. He was in line for prayer. And Bobby has so many stories like this. I used to listen to all his stories and just be amazed at how God can use us and speak to us that way. And this story of the creative miracle, you know, a healing this way is that whole thing where it takes time. That was a progressive miracle. Then we have, you know, the instantaneous raising of the dead. This is all possible for us. And we can have this. And God uses these signs and wonders to function this way. Let God use you and me to be that conduit for this supernatural. We need this right now in the earth. With the medical industry becoming less and less trustworthy because of all their wokeisms, their ideologies. You know, we're all nervous a little bit about these databases that they're building for us who have chosen different paths for our health. We're getting to be put on blacklist of we're not adhering to their system. So this goes with our teachings this week. Well, how about solving all that by just having the supernatural power of God heal you and take care of you rather than looking to human entities to heal us? I remember David Hogan, a great man of God who ministers in Mexico for the most part. I think they said his ministry has raised couple thousand people from the dead. I mean, it's just outrageous. And they asked him one time, why does he see more miracles in Mexico than he does anywhere else, America, etc.? And he said, to be honest with you, he said, in America, or the first world countries, as we call them, there's so much dependency upon the medical field. And I know some of you are in the medical field. I was. I'm not against that. And anyway, I love my doctors and my friends, but I love them to function in the supernatural. That's what I love. And he said, you know, you'd rather trust a pill than trust God. He said, the people in Mexico can't trust that. They don't have that where he works in the mountains and so forth. So they only have one other hope in the Lord. Now, I don't want to live in a third world country without, you know, the blessings of God has given the earth. It just so I can have faith. I need to have faith where I am. And look, our faith, if we can have faith in the midst of all that's available to us, it's probably even a greater miracle, because you could turn to an alternative and you don't, you turn to the Lord. I think that's the beauty of who God is. And we put our trust in Him. I remember my mom when she was having cancer and they wanted to do chemo on her. And she said, no, I'm putting my trust in God. I'm not saying that's for everybody, but she did. And the doctor was angry at her for not doing the chemo. But she said, I could die from the chemo. She said, I'd rather die from the cancer, you know. Anyway, she lived four more years after she made that declaration. and God was faithful to her, give her that time. We have to have that same faith. No matter what, we trust God and we say, God, what do you want us to do? What's in this situation? And Bobby really helps us. Let me add to his prayer for you. Father, I thank you for his testimony. And the Lord, you can recreate what's not even there. And Lord, you can raise anything that's dead, both physically and that and spiritually. And I pray right now that this audience be ignited with the truth of your supernatural power. Father, bless every listener today. I pray, Father, that they would walk in this same power. Let them have the faith to see these type of miracles, signs and wonders in their own lives and in the very places that they walk today. In the name of Yeshua, amen, amen. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We love you guys. See you next week. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day on our daily podcast here. Don't forget our website, ChristianCentersReport.com, our app, and of course, all our social media platforms. We try to make it as convenient as you can, as we can, for you to receive what the Lord's giving us. Thanks again for giving. If you'd like to give, just go to our app, our website. You can give there. These podcasts or pipeline, whatever one you can give to. We're so thankful for that. We bless you today, and I bless that your weekend will be one of your greatest ever as you press into the things of God. All right. See you on Monday. Bye-bye.